Oh, listeners, another treat. Every week we have another treat. We're talking to Faith Ferguson about a product that was totally new to us until we got these samples and read about it. There are many distinguishing features in the area of specialty food that your product conveys, Faith. The first thing I wanted to ask you actually is it Uli? Pronounced Uli?
Yes.
And where did your name come from?
Very common question. It really is a made up word, but it's a fun word to play with. But it also reminds me of ooh la la, that was delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think is quite fitting for this product, don't you think?
Oh, I think it really is. You make primarily now yogurts and dipping sauces. Is that it as of now?
As of now, that is what we're making, and they're all certified upcycled products. So Uli is made with free-range eggs as the base, and we make dips and yogurts that are very versatile, very delicious and creamy, but they're free of dairy, soy, nuts, gluten. They really don't have any allergens other than eggs. So they fit a lot of diets because they're high in protein, but then they're free from any kind of filler. They're absolutely, the dips are very savory, delicious culinary recipes. And the yogurts are really creamy treats almost. It's really nice for people that have a dairy allergy. These yogurts are thick and rich, unlike most yogurts, dairy-free yogurts that you find on the market. And they're full of protein. Our yogurts have 11 grams of protein in a 5.3-ounce container, which we benchmarked off of Chobani's traditional Greek yogurt. Both the texture and the taste, that was what we used, as well as the protein content. So very rich in the leading protein for the human body is actually eggs. It is the protein standard by which other protein products are measured.
Right, because you're the only one doing that. There are other dairy-free products. There are lots of them. But of course, I got a little confused because I always associate eggs with dairy, but it's not.
No, dairy is milk-based products, and it is very confusing because eggs are purchased in the quote-unquote dairy department
exactly.
At the grocery store, but they are not from cow, and they're not from any kind of milk. They are, we use free-range chicken eggs. And our manufacturing facility, we actually boil and peel free-range and organic eggs to the tune of 60,000 dozen a day. And believe it or not, not every egg that we peels perfectly. Even though we're the experts, we still end up with eggs that aren't perfectly peeled. And so we needed to find a way to salvage those nutritious eggs that were just not pretty. We call them our ugly eggs. And so that's how Uli was developed. We took our problem of food waste to food scientists and chefs that basically that's what they do. You bring them a problem, they give you a solution. And this was one of the creations that they presented to us as a solution for our less than perfectly peeled eggs. So Uli rescues and upcycles free-range eggs into creamy bases. We don't have to add any oils. There's no sea oil, no oil of any kind. We don't have to add any dairy. So our yogurts, we use, it's a 50% base, a minimum of 50% base of egg that we take, and we have a patent-pending process where we emulsify it down to a very creamy base. And then we add in the other ingredients, including coconut cream, some banana puree, some other things. And each recipe is slightly different. But the egg then completely transforms and takes on the properties of the other delicious, nutritious ingredients that we add to it. So it's all clean ingredients, but it's creamy and delicious tasting. And then our dips are the opposite. They're on the savory spectrum. So we make those into a, we take the eggs and we emulsify those down into a little bit coarser grind, if you will, so that it's more of the texture of a hummus type texture. Again,
yeah,
the egg replaces the need for any kind of oil. And then we just add in the other savory ingredients, the herbs, the spices. Some of them have like a sweet potato puree is one of them. We have Mediterranean tomatoes in another. So the five flavors that we have on the dips are a yellow curry that is amazing. It's our number one flavor. Mediterranean tomato, a garlic and herb.
I love that one. That's a little spicy.
The spicy tomatoes.
It's a little
spicy.
It's good. It's wonderful.
What do you think of the spicy pepper?
I like the one that looks almost green.
Oh, the key lime pie, a key lime flavor.
Yeah, and so on the dip, the last flavor of the dip is the beet. But then on the yogurt, yes, we have a key lime pie.
Oh, that beet one I love. That's
good.
My favorite, the beet one.
Isn't it such a beautiful color?
Beets are the hot new veggie for everything that they'll do and staying healthy. Beets.
Right.
The funny thing is we just didn't stand there in the kitchen. Each of us with a coolie in our hand. And we decide which ones we're going to like today.
my favorite kind of changes from day to day myself.
Uh-huh. Now, I mean, step back a bit. What was the company that was peeling these eggs?
So that is part of our company. So HBF Foods is the name of our manufacturing facility. HBF Foods is the name of our manufacturing facility. It's in Morristown, Tennessee. So we have an 85,000 square foot facility that we built to boil and peel medium, hard, free range and organic eggs. So we believe in elevated animal welfare standards. And so we only work with farmers. We have a network of family-owned farms that produce our free-range and organic eggs. We bring those in, we boil them, and we peel them on the HBF Foods side. The brand is Pure Provisions. You would find that in a lot of your Costco's around the country have that brand, and then there's a few other retailers in different regions of the country. And so our goal there is to make it as close to home cooked as possible. So that means that the eggs are very soft and supple, not hard and rubbery. And so to get that texture and that consistency with our free range and organic eggs, we actually do lose a lot of them in the process. And we didn't want that to go to waste. And that's how we came up with the idea of rescuing them and turning them into ooli. Your dairy-free dips and yogurts that are high protein. And it is, again, it's made out of egg, which is the protein standard. It's the most absorbable protein for the body. It scores much higher than anything else. So, for example, on the vegetarian side or the plant-based side, an almond is one of the highest recommendations for protein source, but that is only absorbable by the body at like a rate of 45%, whereas the egg is almost at a perfect 100. So just to kind of give you an idea, the body just quickly uses that egg protein and turns it into energy to power your body.
You're telling me that your parent's company is actually a company that's main job is peeling eggs. Is that what you're telling me?
I am telling you, yes. HBF Foods, that's what it was built to do.
I never heard of that. That's amazing. I mean, I never knew there was a company that just peeled eggs. I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Well, a hard-boiled egg is a great protein snack, you know. But the nice thing is about Uli is people that don't even like the taste of eggs can eat our Uli products and still get the egg protein, but they don't taste anything like eggs.
I didn't taste any eggs at all in your products.
If I didn't tell you they were made of eggs.
We were saying that they were egg-free until I really read your literature and realized that was the whole point, that they were made with eggs. I mean,
they don't taste anything like it.
They're not eggy.
Although, the egg protein without the eggy taste, that's one of our pitches, is so people that don't care for the taste of eggs can eat these and get the benefits of the egg protein.
Okay, this is one allergen, though, that people should avoid. People with the allergen to eggs should avoid this product, right?
Absolutely. That is the only allergen that, other than our Mediterranean tomato, does have sesame in it. So every other product, only eggs as an allergen. And they're very clean ingredients.
What was it you mentioned just a minute ago? I didn't catch a sentence. I'm sure it's important. But can you go back over the last two or three things as to why these products are fabulous, and let our listeners know that too?
Yeah, what? You're talking about allergens or not?
I don't know. The only thing I know about Knoxville, Tennessee, is Lookout Mountain.
Lookout Mountain, okay. Have you ever been in Knoxville, Tennessee?
I have been in Knoxville, Tennessee. Otherwise, I wouldn't be allowed to say that.
Oh, I've never been there. I don't think.
Morristown, where our facility is.
Yeah. Morristown.
Yes, it's about an hour kind of northeast of Knoxville. That's where we manufacture. And just a beautiful little community. And we really love our employees and they love us. We actually have a wait list of people that want to come work for us because our employees speak so highly of us and are so happy. They tell their friends and their friends want to come to work for us. So it's really a nice thing that we've created there in the community.
Are you a native there, Faith?
I am not. I am personally a native of Atlanta, Georgia. I've lived in Knoxville just a few years. I've just been in Tennessee just a few years. A couple years before I joined the HBF Foods team, they brought me on to. I have sold eggs for many years of my life and my career. I actually was known as the egg lady because I said, you don't need to remember my name. You just need to remember what I do, and I'm your egg lady. And so they reached out to me and they said, hey, you want to be the egg lady again? Because I was at that point not in the food world. And I said, oh, I would love to be the egg lady again. Where do I start? And so I'm getting the distinct privilege of getting to bring these delicious, innovative, protein-rich, clean ingredient, revolutionary products that Uli is all of those things and bring this egg protein to everyone. That is my goal, is for every market across the country to be able to enjoy these products and add it to your daily diet, because there's so many ways to use it. I challenge myself each week, what am I going to make with Uli this week? So I've done things like we have about 10, 15 recipes on our website, ulifoods.com. Where we've had culinary chefs.
While you're talking about the website, it's what is it again, more slowly?
It's Uli, O-O-L-I-E, foods, F-O-O-D-S, www.ichibozwithakuli.com. And also our social, you can find us on social platforms at Uli Foods.
Uh-huh.
And we partnered with some chefs to create recipes out of our delicious Uli products. So they're so versatile. You can use them. You mentioned that it's a creamy dip / spread / almost like a sauce, and that's exactly what we feel the dips are. You can use them in so many different ways. They're great just with a piece of celery or a cracker or item with pork skins, because I'm on the keto diet.
I did a steak, which I don't like steak very much, but I did a steak, and it has no flavor, and I was thinking of adding one of your dips. What would I put on it?
Oh, well, if you like the spicy pepper, that's the one that I use as the most versatile. But like Peter likes the garlic and herb, that would be good as well. I've actually used the spicy pepper instead of a barbecue sauce. I've put it on like a pulled pork that was just didn't have any sauce on it. And that was a nice protein on protein, right? I've also used the spicy pepper as in my taco meat, and that was the only seasoning that I used was the spicy pepper. And I did it with either chicken or beef. I've used the curry. I make my daughter likes just the curry itself warmed up over rice, or I can add a little bit of rotisserie chicken, and it's a chicken curry, and it's just quick. Three simple ingredients. That's the beauty of these products is they've already been culinarily built, so they already have other herbs and spices that you would have to purchase and add to your sauces. So you've got a great base for all kinds of delicious quick dinners or even breakfast. The Mediterranean tomato makes an amazing shakshuka or a huevos rancheros with just eggs. And the Mediterranean tomato dip, very quick and simple and delicious and so nutritious. Uli's just very versatile product.
I'm trying to envision the process here. Your company made and peeled eggs, okay? And then what? A group of people in R&D sat around and tried to figure out what to do with the ugly ones.
We actually partnered with a professional organization that fights food waste. It's chefs and food scientists that you can go to them, and they work out of a university and university R&D department. And so we brought them our challenge of these wasted, perfectly nutritious eggs. And that's where we received the idea from them, and they told us how to do it. And then we invested in the equipment within our facility. So we're manufacturing this ourselves and creating these delicious Uli dips and yogurts that are free from any allergen other than eggs. And they're so delicious and creamy.
Well, I mean, you must have a very flexible organization to be able to do that, at the drop of a hat, switch gears like that and start producing yogurts and dips. I mean,
well,
it's certainly a far cry from peeling eggs.
We have some wonderful visionaries that own our company that truly believe in sustainability. They believe in protecting the environment, for reducing any kind of waste, whether, and in this case, it's the ugly eggs, and we work with farmers that also have strong sustainability and regenerative farming practices. So it starts at the top, right? You have to have people that believe in investing in a better future for all of us, right? And their vision is what allowed Uli to come to life.
Do you sell a lot of them at Christmas time?
Why?
So we just introduced Uli in March at Expo West. was our debut of the product. So we're looking forward to seeing what Christmas brings this year. But we are currently on shelf at HEB in Texas. We will be launching at Pavilions in Southern California later this fall, and then also at Lunds and Byerly in the Minnesota market. And then we are launching our own D2C, direct-to-consumer, page on our website so that everyone can buy these products and bring them into their home and enjoy them. The nice thing about our products is they're completely heat-pasteurized, which allows them to be shelf-stable until they're opened. So it just allows for a nice long shelf life of 180 days from date of manufacture. So it gives us time to get the product made, be able to ship it to consumers' homes, and allow everyone, even if you can't get it at your local retailer, but you can be able to get it from ulifoods.com. That'll be launching the last week of October. We also will be expanding our reach into the New York City market here within the next month as well with some of the independents in that market. So it's a very delicious and nutritious. Uli just it brings something to the market that has never been there before, an egg-based, protein-rich product that is certified upcycled, meaning we're helping to reduce any kind of food waste and create nutritious products that are very versatile and can be used in multiple different ways.
Yeah, no, I mean, when we had some glitches in the delivery of the samples we got, and I was concerned, and so I read that you didn't have to refrigerate them until open. I wasn't sure I believed that, so I tried. I was the guinea pig, and I tried some and waited to see if anything happened, and they were perfectly fine.
And yeah, they are perfectly shelf stable. We've gone through the whole process of verifying that through Process Authority that certifies for the FDA. They're perfectly fine. You don't have to refrigerate them until after they're opened. I will say the yogurts don't taste so good warm. They do taste a whole lot better cold. But the dips, I actually, as I mentioned, I'll actually heat the dips up. I cook with them. I'll put them in a saucepan. I'll cook them in with my meat, or just, you know, warm it up and put it over rice or even pasta. We have a delicious beet and feta pasta recipe that is just absolutely beautiful and delicious and so nutritious. And
be sure to check the website for these recipes if you manage to land some Ulis. Who are you marketing to? I mean, you're obviously marketing probably to the vegetarian crowd too, maybe. Even because
vegetarians that eat eggs, yes. We're really marketing to people looking for additional ways to increase their protein intake, and those that value the clean ingredients and nutritious properties that Uli has. So 61% of Americans are looking for more protein in their diet. 44% of consumers are actually lactose intolerant. So if you marry those two things together, we're really a great option for the vast majority of all consumers in the United States today. About 80% of the consumers also value the certified upcycled seal, meaning they value the environment and believe that we should be reducing waste within our food chain. And so it's really a great product. Uli meets the needs of a lot of different consumers, but primarily those looking for that nutritious, delicious, clean protein that they can add to their diet.
Yeah, now, I mean, how many different flavors do you have of the yogurt, and how many different flavors do you have of the dips? That's one quick question. And then the next thing is, where do you ever go to expand your product line after this?
So, Anne, that's a great question. I'm so glad that you asked. On the yogurts, we have four creamy, delicious flavors. We have your traditional vanilla that is my absolute favorite. I am just totally a vanilla lover. You can use that in so many different ways, as you can imagine. Be great as a smoothie base. It'd be great just straight as out of the cup, just like it is. We also have a key lime that I believe Peter said was his favorite.
Yeah,
that is
I like
great.
That myself.
Oh,
yeah,
I love too.
That
It's just got such a great, authentic flavor to it. And 11 grams of protein in each of these yogurt cups is just an amazing addition. We have a banana cream that really does taste like banana cream pie. And then our berry blend, which is a blend of multiple different berries that gives you a nice flavor.
That one too.
And then on the dip side, we have a yellow curry, Mediterranean tomato, garlic and herb, spicy pepper, and sweet beet bliss. All of those are very colorful, I think you'll agree. Other than the garlic and herb, is a very neutral, neutral in look, but you can actually see the pieces of herbs in the blend, which is really nice to see that it's real food that you're eating and enjoying. You asked what we're going to look to in the future. Well, we've already done some R&D work on some additional products. But given that this is a certified upcycled food, we can't make, I mean, the cost of buying eggs to make this product is cost prohibitive. So we really can only manufacture based on the number of less than perfect eggs HPF Foods cooks and peels. So we'd really love if these products sold out all of that and eliminated all the food waste. However, if we do have additional volume that we could develop other products, we've already created recipes for delicious salad dressings. If you can imagine a salad dressing that doesn't have any kind of oil, that's egg-based, that's protein-rich, absolutely my favorite ranch I've ever tasted in my life. And then on the from the yogurt side, we've also created recipes for smoothies out of these same delicious bases.
Oh, right. That's a natural right. That's great.
Yeah.
Now, I think if you haven't already done so, the next call you should make is with the Jack Daniel Company.
really
maybe
loves
you'll just
Jack
make
Daniel.
That call. Maybe you'll just make that call for us, Peter, and make that connection. What do you think?
Oh, you're funny. Well, Faith Ferguson, you're a great guest, and you've got a great product. And I'm so glad to have met you and your product. You've got a winner there, dear.
Well, thank you so much, Anne. I really appreciate that. It's been such a pleasure to chat with you and Peter today, and I look forward to connecting with you again in the future. I'm sending you some more Uli products. Sounds like you're going to need some in your kitchen. And then
you bet.
Well, we really love it. So, well, thank you for talking to us, and keep up the good work. And listeners, you really need to try this. A turn towards the upscale in a common product, I think. I think it's wonderful. Thanks, Faith Ferguson, speaking for Uli.
Well, thank you, guys. Ulifoods.com. We look forward to connecting with many of your listeners there or on our social at Uli Foods. Thank you again for your time today.
Thank you.
Podcasting services for On the Menu Radio are provided by ASP Station, www.aspstation.net.